Good morning, fantasy football fans. You are in the car with Bark. So weird saying my own name. Anyways, let's talk about what transpired yesterday in the NFL. And let's talk about why you shouldn't freak out after week one on certain players. Maybe we can identify who we should be freaking out about in a episode, maybe tomorrow. But if you did not freak out and held on to Derrick Henry, he rewarded you handsomely yesterday with a 3-touchdown, damn near 200-yard game, 47.7 points in my league of records format on myfantasyleague.com. 47 points. Scored more than any quarterback. Scored more than anyone. Also, Cooper Kupp. What a performance he put on yesterday. Stafford, Kupp, real deal. Robert Woods, still going to get his, but it's really looking like Cooper Kupp has blossomed into the guy to own on that wide receiver core. Let's talk about some other great performances. Kyler Murray, the dude's legit. He is legit. He may finish as the number one overall fantasy quarterback, but he does have competition in one Tom Brady, you know, that really old guy on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers that threw 5 touchdowns yesterday to that other old guy, Gronk. Yeah, Gronk is a thing. Gronk is a thing. Looks like he's going to finish as a top 5 tight end easy because the tight end landscape is atrocious again. The tight ends do not look great so far through 2 weeks. Rob Gronkowski looks like the guy to own right now. If you are in a dynasty league and you're a tight end away from competing, you may want to go after Gronk. Yeah, it's not a long-term thing, but let's win now. Let's win now. Lamar Jackson had a good game last night fantasy-wise. He finished in the top 5 overall. Granted, we have a game to go tonight, but Lamar Jackson doing Lamar Jackson things. And the Ravens come out on top of the Chiefs by a single point. There was some great games yesterday, too. I don't know how many of you watch Red Zone, but my God, it's a flurry of beautifulness, at least yesterday. Speaking of beautifulness, the Las Vegas Raiders taking down the Steelers. Ben Roethlisberger's arm looked a little better than it did in week one, but he still looks like molasses in the pocket. A pocket full of molasses. Not a pocket full of sunshine, folks. A pocket full of molasses. Molasses for your asses. Daniel Jones finished in the top 5, at least through yesterday's games. We got Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins is one of those really underrated guys that if you have him and you're starting him in Dynasty, you're okay. You're okay. He outscored Patrick Mahomes. He's got KJ Osborne to throw to. Who the hell thought we'd be talking about him 2 weeks into the fantasy season? That guy looks like he's going to be a thing. I mean, Adam Thielen is still going to get touchdowns because that's what Kirk Cousins does, is throw touchdowns. Do you like that? Yes, we like it, Kirk. Now you're throwing it to KJ Osborne. It's a beautiful thing when a really unknown guy, and it happens every year, every single year, an unknown jumps out of the waiver wire and he's a long-term fixture on your team. KJ Osborne is looking like he might be that long-term fixture for a team that, you know, is going to win some games built through the waiver wire this year. What a great addition to fantasy teams. Great addition. Derek Carr had a good game. Russell Wilson. Taylor Heinicke. I hope you watch that game Thursday. That kid's got some moxie. And as a Dolphins fan, what I don't like about Tua is that I don't see a lot of moxie. There's a personality trait missing. There's a Baker Mayfield-like attitude missing from Tua. Yeah, he's accurate, but it's almost as if, I hate saying this, it's almost as if Tua is nothing more than a pretty passer. You know who else was a pretty passer coming out? Josh Rosen was heralded as the most natural passer in that draft. But you know what? He's missing something. There's something that he doesn't bring to a game, and Tua doesn't really bring that to the game. I'm officially worried. I was optimistic going into the season. I'm worried now. Of course, he went out with a rib injury. Andy Dalton got hurt yesterday. Derek Carr was on the field for a minute. There's just some quarterbacks were kind of dropping like flies yesterday, and Jacoby Brissett filling in for Tua really didn't look any better. Sam Darnold looked pretty solid. How about the Panthers? Panthers looking really good, looking like a team that's going to make some noise. The Saints look like garbage. Everybody was all on the Jameis Winston train after game one, but Saints fantasy players absolutely screwed you yesterday. They screwed you. You got nothing out of most of the Saints offensive playmakers. You got nothing. That team's missing Breeze and Michael Thomas. Marquez Callaway looked like a great bet to continue his preseason glory into the regular season. So far, it hasn't happened. It hasn't happened, not even a little bit. Starting to look like he's a preseason warrior. So to some of those folks who were selling high on Tyson Williams and Marquez Callaway and a few others, I kind of recommend it against it. It looks like I may have been very wrong about Marquez Callaway. Maybe he doesn't put it all together and have a good season after all. Terry McLaurin, great numbers from a wide receiver for fantasy purposes. And IDP, a little IDP sniff here. Mike Edwards, safety of Tampa Bay, put up a 27-point game yesterday. Mike Edwards, Tampa Bay safety for you IDP leaguers. 27 points from the safety position. That is game-winning stuff right there. Travis Kelce was the best tight end yesterday, 25 points. Not surprising, it's Travis Kelce. He still is the cheat code, but it's starting to look like Gronk is the next guy to own. I'm sure George Kittle will start to put it all together, but, you know, so far isn't happening. Running back landscape besides Derrick Henry, Christian McCaffrey had a Christian McCaffrey game. Tony Pollard, man, I've talked about Zeke not quite looking like Zeke. Now, he had a good game, but Tony Pollard put a quarter on the board with 25 points. 25 points out of Tony Pollard. Then we've got Ekeler Austin putting up a game. He's going to do that. He's going to get most of the carries, so he's probably going to be a top 10 back week in, week out. J.D. McKissic announced his return to fantasy leagues, and he said, I'm here to stay. Antonio Gibson.
The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. Support your healthy CoQ10 levels and blood pressure with two chews a day. Visit RadioBeats, BEETS.com, and save 15% with promo code DEAL.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Austin is not Christian McCaffrey. I'm going to be the guy catching the ball out of the backfield, and he gave you 20 points for your faith in him. Thanks, J.D. McKissic. Najee Harris had his best game as a pro, almost put a 20 spot on the board, just a little bit short. And how about James White? All you folks that held on to James White, he rewarded you, had a good game. It's very possible. It is very possible that James White ends up being the guy, not just catching the ball, but carrying the ball. The way the Patriots spread it out, he may get more carries as time goes on. That's probably a little bit of a crazy thing to say, but they should hand him the ball. He was a good runner in college. Nick Chubb, good game, 8th overall so far. Ezekiel Elliott right behind him with 9. And Darrell Henderson. Darrell Henderson can't talk today. Has a little bit of wiggle to him. Looked really good yesterday. He was weaving in and out, gashing, slicing through defenders. Scored a touchdown as well, as did Devin Singletary, who I likened to Darrell Henderson. Those two guys, I just almost get them mixed up sometimes. Dalvin Cook put a solid game up for you. as did Zach Moss because the Buffalo Bills trounced my Dolphins. Chris Carson, not a lot of yards to talk about, but he scored 2 touchdowns for you. That's very helpful. And as far as surprises, Michael Carter got his first double-digit point game for the Jets, who looked awful. Jamichael Hasty almost put up a 10 spot but didn't. My God, I'm sorry, Trey Sermon owners. It just might not happen for you. He looks awful. Mike Shanahan, or Kyle Shanahan, probably never going to give him another carry. Trey Sermon just, yeah, not looking good for him. Wide receivers, we already talked about Cooper Kupp. Tyler Lockett did Tyler Lockett things. I regret 3 years ago saying I just wasn't a Tyler Lockett guy. He's good. He's really, really good. How about Courtland Sutton? Courtland Sutton, 25 points for you. Had himself a hell of a ball game. He's back. And for those folks that didn't freak out in week one, Mike Evans had a 2-touchdown great performance. 25 points, contorting his body, snagging the ball out of the air. And right behind him, Rondale Moore. Rondale Moore, so far, looks like the best rookie wide receiver in the league. Jamar Chase is pretty close to him, but Rondale Moore in that offense with Kyler Murray looks fabulous. Looks absolute. This is what Arizona was lacking, was a guy like Rondale Moore. So if he can stay healthy, he's cutting into some of those DeAndre Hopkins targets a little bit. This is a spread the wealth offense. Hopkins may not be as dominant as he's been in years past, and he's not exactly a super young guy anymore. I'm not saying he's old. It's still DeAndre Hopkins. He's great. But DeAndre Hopkins, I don't know if he's going to be elite this year with some of the new weapons that Arizona has at their disposal. Chase Edmonds looks really solid catching the ball out of the backfield as well. Cordarrelle Patterson, man, 23.9 points. Looks like he's going to have his best season as a pro with Atlanta. Marquise Brown, old Hollywood, in the top 10. And Brandon Cooks. Brandon Cooks, the name that nobody wants on their fantasy team because he's been traded so many times. Let's be real. That's what it is. He gets traded from team to team. The dude gets targets. It doesn't matter who's playing quarterback for the Texans. The dude gets targets. He got a lot of targets yesterday. He scored a touchdown. Brandon Cooks, one of the safest wide receivers to own in fantasy. And how about rounding out the top 10 at wide receiver? You've got Henry Ruggs, who absolutely showed that he can get behind a defense and take it all the way. Henry Ruggs looked good yesterday. Those Raiders looking really good as one of the few 2-0 teams in the league. Mike Williams, Chargers. He's putting it together so far, staying healthy. 2 really good games. One of the best receivers in the league right now as far as fantasy purposes go. For you folks that held on to Mike Williams for all these years, good job. Great job. Surprise of the week, Freddie Swain, 21 points from Seattle. DK Metcalf, not sure what's going on there. I'm sure he'll get his at some point. But right now, that is a very, very much a spread the wealth offense, just like Arizona. Michael Pittman had his best game as a pro yesterday. Carson Wentz, I still can't stand that guy. I think he sucks. But Michael Pittman looked pretty good. KJ Osborne, like I talked about earlier, finished in the top 15. As did some other names were real close to him, not in the top 15, but similar numbers. Deontay Johnson, Calvin Ridley, T. Higgins, Julio Jones put up a game, Justin Jefferson, Stephon Diggs, you know, the usual suspects having really good games. Let's move on and talk about tight ends a little bit. Was there anybody besides Gronk and Kelce that had good games? Why, yes. There was that spread the wealth offense I talked about. Max Williams, the redheaded stepchild, with 16.5 points for Arizona. Oh my God, they're starting to throw to tight ends. It's insane. Noah Fant had a good game. Dawson Knox, Kyle Pitts was in the top 10, as was Mark Andrews, Darren Waller as usual, and Jack Misfit Doyle, top 10 finish, and Foster Moreau, 2 Raiders tight ends in the top 10. That tells you all you need to know about Derek Carr, who all of a sudden looks like a superstar. Yeah. Austin Hooper got his a little bit. I sold him off. Don't believe in him, but he did have an okay game. Harrison Bryant right behind him. two tight ends from Cleveland in the top 15. But the landscape, make no mistake about it, it is atrocious. It is extremely atrocious. Tight ends in one league, I'm about to drop all three of my tight ends because they're Juwan Johnson, James O'Shaughnessy, and David Njoku. I just if you need a roster spot freed up, drop a tight end. Unless you've got one of the top five guys, just drop a tight end. There's no point. Mike Gesicki even not really doing anything for you, but that Miami Dolphins offense looks awful no matter who's at quarterback. Sad, sad, sad. Womp, womp, womp. If you pulled out a win in fantasy this week, which I know there's another game tonight, but if you pulled out a win, congratulations, because there's a lot of fantasy duds on the board this week. A lot of quarterbacks just didn't get it really going. Sorry. It looks like I'm going to win all three leagues. I'm happy about that. Yes, I'm only in three leagues. I used to be hardcore and was in 740 leagues, but I had to cut it back to three because I'm old and I don't have time for that many leagues. Matthew Bruning of the Round Table, I'm talking to you. Folks, thanks for joining me for just a quick rundown of what happened in the league for fantasy purposes. This has been Barking the Car. I feel like I'm barking the whole time I'm in the car because I got to talk louder over the road noise. But a few people have said they enjoyed it. For the rest of you who hate it, thanks for listening. See you next time.